This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to match your communication medium to the stakes of a team synergy conversation. Choose the right channel before you speak, not after the damage is done. In short, after reading this, you will know how to assess the stakes of any team synergy conversation and choose the medium that gives it the best chance of success. Match the emotional weight of the conversation to the richness of the channel. High-stakes team moments need real-time, face-to-face contact. Wrong medium, wrong outcome. The channel is part of the message. Definition: a team synergy conversation is any exchange between team members that shapes how well the group functions together. Choosing the right communication medium for that exchange is the skill of matching channel richness to emotional stakes, so the message lands the way you intend. You sent a correction over the group chat. It was quick, clear, and factual. By the next morning, two people had gone quiet. One had fired back a two-word reply, and a conversation that should have taken 5 minutes had turned into a three-day cold front across the team. The problem was not what you said. It was where you said it. Most people choose a communication channel out of convenience, not intention. They reach for what is fastest, what feels least confrontational, or what they are most comfortable with. But convenience and effectiveness are rarely the same thing, especially when the stakes of a team synergy conversation are high. What nobody tells you is that the medium is part of the message. A piece of feedback delivered over chat carries a different emotional weight than the same word spoken face to face. The channel signals how seriously you take the conversation, and by extension, how seriously you take the person. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for matching your communication medium to the stakes of any team interaction so you can protect and strengthen the collective momentum your team has built. If you're still building your understanding of what drives group cohesion in the first place, what is team synergy, and why it matters is the right place to start. Why getting the channel right is harder than it looks. Knowing that communication medium matters and actually pausing to choose the right one are two entirely different things. Most of us are moving fast, managing competing demands, and defaulting to the channel we opened 30 seconds ago. Here is what makes deliberate channel selection genuinely difficult in practice. Speed works against you. The pressure to respond quickly pushes people toward the fastest available tool, which is almost never the most appropriate one for a sensitive or complex exchange. Slowing down feels like a luxury when everything is urgent. Convenience is disguised as efficiency. Sending a message over chat feels productive. You cleared the task. You communicated. But if the receiver misread the tone, you have not communicated at all. You have planted a seed of confusion. Emotional content is invisible in text. Nuance, care, hesitation, and warmth are stripped out of written messages. The reader fills the gaps with their own assumptions, and in a team under pressure, those assumptions tend toward the negative. We default to the channel we prefer, not the channel that serves the other person. Some people are comfortable having difficult conversations over video. Others find it clinical and cold. If you never ask, you are always guessing. History shapes perception. If a team has been through a difficult period, even a neutral message in a charged channel carries the weight of past conflict. The medium becomes loaded before the message even arrives. Nobody taught us this. We learned to write emails, use project management tools, and join video calls. We were never taught to assess the emotional stakes of a conversation and select the channel accordingly. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, know what the conversation is actually about. Not the surface topic, but the underlying stakes. Is this a simple update or a moment that could shift trust within the team? The real subject determines the richness of channel you need. A message that looks administrative on the surface may carry significant emotional weight depending on context and history. Number two, know who you are communicating with. Different people process information differently. Some colleagues need time to think before they respond. Asynchronous channels give them that space. Others feel dismissed unless they can respond in real time. Knowing your audience is not soft advice. It is the difference between a conversation that lands and one that backfires. For a deeper look at why this matters, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy covers this ground well. Number three, know what outcome you actually need. Are you trying to inform, to resolve, to align, or to repair? Each outcome demands a different level of channel richness. If you need genuine two-way dialogue and shared understanding, a broadcast message will not get you there, regardless of how clearly it is written. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Assess the emotional stakes before you choose a channel. This step is the one most people skip, and it is the one that cost them the most. Before you reach for any tool, ask yourself one question. What is the emotional weight of this conversation? Not the content weight, the emotional weight. A message about project timelines may be logistically simple, but if one team member is already feeling overlooked, that message carries a charge that a chat notification cannot safely hold. Spend 60 seconds with these three questions before you open any app or pick up the phone. Number 1. Does this message carry any risk of being misread as criticism, dismissal, or blame? Number 2. Is there any active tension, unresolved conflict, or recent friction in this team that could colour the way this lands? Number 3. Does this conversation require genuine two-way exchange, or is it one-directional information sharing? If the answer to any of the first two questions is yes, you need a richer channel than text. If the answer to question 3 is genuine exchange, you need a synchronous channel, where real-time response is possible. Here is a script I use when I catch myself about to send a message that feels slightly off. Before I send this, what is the worst reasonable interpretation of these words? If a colleague who was already having a difficult week read this, what would they hear? If that worst reasonable interpretation is anywhere near damaging, the channel is wrong. Switch to voice or face-to-face before you send anything. After this step, you have a clear read on the stakes. Now you can choose the channel with intention, not convenience. Step 2. Map the conversation to the right level of channel richness. Every communication channel sits on a spectrum from lean to rich. Lean channels carry data efficiently, but strip out tone, expression, and relational warmth. Rich channels carry all of that, but they require more from everyone involved. The job here is to match your conversation to the right level of that spectrum. Use this framework to orient yourself. Number 1. Which channels? Face-to-face or video with cameras on. Use these for conflict resolution, sensitive feedback, trust repair, and any conversation where the relationship itself is part of what is at stake. These are non-negotiable for the highest stakes team synergy moments. Number 2. Mid-range channels, phone or voice call. Use these when face-to-face is not possible but you need real-time exchange and tone. Faster than video to arrange, still carries vocal cues that text cannot. Number 3. Structured written channels, email or shared documents. Use these for complex information that needs to be processed carefully, decisions that require documentation, and follow-up after a live conversation. Number 4. Lean channels, chat and instant messaging. Use these only for logistical coordination, quick confirmations, and low-stakes updates where the content is clear, neutral, and carries no relational charge. The mistake most teams make is treating all four levels as interchangeable. They are not. Each level serves a specific kind of exchange. When a rich channel conversation gets pushed into a lean channel, the content survives the transfer, but the relationship does not always. Building this awareness across the whole team is what separates functional communication from genuinely connected collaboration. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Prepare the conversation before you start it. Choosing the right channel is half the work. Preparing what you will actually say is the other half. I cover the importance of preparation for high-stakes team conversations in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, drawing on the Connect method. Calm yourself down. Observe the emotion. Name the emotion. Normalize the emotion. Empathize with your partner. Clarify your needs. Trust the connection. While the Connect method was developed for intimate conversations, the first four steps apply directly to any high-stakes team exchange. You cannot enter a tense team conversation clear-headed if you have not first calmed yourself and named what you are actually feeling. Here is how to prepare before a significant team synergy conversation. Number 1. Write down the core message in one sentence. If you cannot do this, you are not ready to have the conversation yet. Number 2. Identify the one thing you need the other person to understand, not agree with. Just understand. Number 3. Prepare at least one I statement that describes your experience without assigning blame. For example, I felt left out of that decision rather than you excluded me. Number 4. Decide in advance what a successful outcome looks like. Not the ideal outcome, a realistic one. Number 5. If the conversation involves tension, decide what you will do if emotions run high. Name your exit ramp. I need a few minutes is a complete and respectful sentence. Here is a script that works as an opening for a prepared team conversation, adapted from the frameworks and Say It Right Every Time. I want to talk about something that has been on my mind. I want us both to be heard, and I want us to come out of this with a clear path forward. Is now a good time, or would you prefer we find a better moment? Preparation does not make a difficult conversation easy. It makes it navigable. Step 4. Open the conversation in a way that protects the space. How you open a high-stakes team conversation determines whether the other person can actually hear what follows. A clumsy opening, even with the right channel and the right preparation, can trigger defensiveness before a single real word has been exchanged. The goal of your opening is to establish safety, not deliver your message. The message comes second. Follow these steps to open well. Number 1. State your intention clearly before you state your concern. I want us to work through this together is not a preamble. It is the foundation. Number 2. Check that the timing is right. A conversation held when someone is rushed, distracted, or already stressed rarely produces the outcome you need. Number 3. Name the emotional context honestly without dramatizing it. This feels important to me is honest. This is a crisis, is not a productive frame unless it genuinely is. Number 4. Invite the other person into the conversation as a participant, not a recipient. Ask a question that requires their perspective, not just their agreement. Number 5. Keep your opening short. 2 or 3 sentences at most. Long openings signal anxiety and put the other person on alert. This is where psychological safety becomes practical rather than theoretical. When the person you're speaking with trusts that they can respond honestly without consequences, the conversation becomes something both people are in together rather than something happening to one of them. A good opening does not guarantee you a good conversation, but a bad opening almost always guarantees a difficult one. Step 5. Listen more than you talk. Here is the truth of it. Most people enter a difficult conversation with a plan to be heard. Very few enter with a plan to listen. That is the gap that turns good intentions into wasted exchanges. In Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe one of the central disciplines of any honest conversation: listen more than you talk. In the context of team dynamics, this is not a soft skill. It is a structural requirement. The team member who feels genuinely heard is the one who can move forward. The one who feels talked at is the one who goes quiet and stays that way. Here is how to practice real listening in a team conversation. Number 1. After the other person finishes speaking, wait 2 full seconds before you respond. This is harder than it sounds, and it signals more than you think. Number 2. Paraphrase what you heard before you add your own perspective. What I'm hearing is gives the other person a chance to correct you before a misreading becomes entrenched. Number 3. Ask one clarifying question before you offer any solution. One question shows more respect than 10 answers. Number 4. Notice when you are preparing your rebuttal instead of listening. When you catch yourself doing this, let the rebuttal go and return your attention to the speaker. Number 5. Acknowledge the emotion before the content. If someone is clearly frustrated, naming that first, I can hear this has been weighing on you, changes the whole shape of the conversation. Here is a short script for this moment, drawn from the heart method and Say It Right Every Time, which calls for honoring your partner's perspective as the first of 5 steps. Before I share where I am coming from, I want to make sure I have understood yours. Here is what I heard you say. Is that right? After this step, the conversation stops being a competition and starts being a collaboration. Step 6. Adapt the feedback loop to the channel you chose. Even after the conversation, the channel you use to follow up matters. Every significant team synergy conversation produces something: a decision, a commitment, a shift in understanding, or an unresolved question. What do you do with that output in the hours and days after the conversation either reinforces the connection you built or quietly undoes it? For a deeper look at how structured follow-up strengthens team performance over time, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth reading alongside this one. Here is how to close the loop effectively after a high-stakes conversation. Number 1. Send a short written summary of any commitments made, using a structured channel such as email. Not a lengthy document. 3 to 5 sentences, confirming what was agreed. Number 2. Name a specific next step and a timeline. Vague follow-up signals that the conversation did not produce anything real. Number 3. Check in individually, not via group broadcast, within 48 hours. A brief message that says how are you feeling about where we landed is not weakness, it is care. Number 4. If something was left unresolved, say so explicitly. We did not fully resolve this, and I think we should come back to it on Thursday is far better than silence that both people interpret differently. Number 5. Match the warmth of the follow-up to the warmth of the original conversation. A rich, emotionally significant exchange followed by a cold, transactional message creates dissonance that undermines the work you did. The follow-up is where the conversation becomes a commitment. Adapting this process for fully remote teams. Remote teams face a specific and practical problem. Their high-stakes conversations are the hardest of well because the richest channel, in-person conversation, is almost never available. This context requires deliberate adaptation if the process is to hold. Camera on is non-negotiable for difficult conversations. In a remote team, a video call with cameras off is the equivalent of a phone call with deliberately neutral tone. You lose the non-verbal information that allows people to read safety and intent. Cameras on is not a policy. It is a signal of respect for the seriousness of what you're discussing. Build in a channel check before every team conversation. In a remote setting, the default channel for everything becomes the messaging tool everyone already has open. Build a team norm around pausing to ask, does this need a call? Or can it live safely in text? Even a 30-second check prevents months of accumulated misreading. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy gives you practical language for making the shift. Protect synchronous time for relational conversations. Remote teams lose the spontaneous corridor exchange that naturally maintains connection. Deliberately schedule short, informal video check-ins that are not about tasks. This is where team cohesion gets maintained in the absence of shared physical space. Follow up in writing more consistently than you would in person. Remote conversations lack the ambient reinforcement of shared space. A brief, warm written follow-up after a significant conversation does the work that proximity does naturally in a co-located team. The core process holds in a remote setting. The execution simply requires more conscious effort. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I've made most of them myself. The mistake: using the group chat for a conversation that needed a private, one-on-one channel. Why it happens: it feels efficient to address the team at once, and it avoids the discomfort of a direct conversation. What to do instead? Ask yourself whether this message could make anyone feel called out in front of their peers. If yes, take it private before you send. The mistake: defaulting to email for emotionally charged feedback because it feels less confrontational. Why it happens: writing creates distance, and distance feels safer when the topic is difficult. What to do instead? Recognize that the distance email creates is exactly the problem. Schedule a call or a meeting. The discomfort of a live conversation is far less damaging than the resentment an impersonal message can generate. For guidance on delivering feedback without breaking team cohesion, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is an essential companion read. The mistake: choosing the right channel, but then rushing the conversation because the channel feels urgent. Why it happens: video calls and phone calls create a pressure to fill silence and reach resolution quickly. What to do instead? Set a time boundary at the start. I've set aside 30 minutes, for this removes the pressure of an open-ended conversation and gives both parties permission to slow down. The mistake: sending a follow-up message in a lean channel that undermines the richness of the original conversation. Why it happens: after a difficult live exchange, reverting to chat feels like returning to safe ground. What to do instead? Match the register of your follow-up to the weight of the original conversation. A significant exchange deserves a thoughtful written response, not a thumbs-up emoji. The mistake: assuming the team knows the channel norms without ever establishing them explicitly. Why it happens: channel norms feel like a small operational detail, not a communication priority. What to do instead? Make channel norms a team conversation. What belongs in chat, what belongs in email, and what always needs a live call. Write it down somewhere everyone can see it. This is directly connected to building the kind of honest communication environment that sustains team synergy. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each significant team exchange. I have identified the emotional stakes of this conversation before choosing a channel. I have chosen the richest channel the content and context require. I have prepared my core message in one clear sentence. I have prepared at least one I statement that describes my experience without assigning blame. I have confirmed the other person is available and in a reasonable state to engage. I have planned an opening that establishes intent before it delivers content. I know what outcome I'm realistically aiming for from this conversation. I have committed to listening before I respond, including pausing after the other person speaks. I have a plan for what I will do if emotions run high. I have scheduled a follow-up check-in appropriate to the weight of the conversation. I have confirmed in writing any commitments or next steps that came out of the exchange. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a clear, practical process for reading the stakes of any team synergy conversation and choosing the channel that gives it the best chance of success. That is a skill most teams never build deliberately, and its absence is behind more friction than people realize. The medium carries as much meaning as the message. Choose it with the same care. Assess the emotional stakes before you open any app or pick up the phone. Match channel richness to conversation complexity. Lean channels for logistics, rich channels for anything relational. Prepare before you speak. Know your core message, your I statements, and your intended outcome. Open every significant conversation with intent before content, and check that the timing is right. Listen more than you talk. Paraphrase before you respond. Ask before you solve. Follow up in a register that matches the weight of the original conversation. From here, I would encourage you to read how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy, because the channel choices you make either build or erode the psychological safety your team depends on. If your team is working through a specific block right now, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy will give you the practical language to open the door. For the full framework on preparing for any high-stakes conversation, including the Connect and Heart methods, Say It Right Every Time covers the ground in full. Building real team synergy conversation by conversation is patient work, but it is the only kind that holds. Frequently asked questions. What is a team synergy conversation? A team synergy conversation is any exchange between team members that directly affect how well the group works together. It includes feedback, conflict resolution, planning, and moments where trust or direction needs to be established. The medium you choose shapes whether the conversation builds or breaks cohesion. How do you choose the right communication medium for team synergy? You choose the right medium by assessing the emotional weight, complexity, and urgency of the message. High-stakes team synergy conversations need real-time, face-to-face or video contact. Low-stakes information sharing can use written or asynchronous channels. Mismatching the medium to the message is one of the most common sources of team friction. Why does communication medium matter for team synergy? The medium carries as much meaning as the words themselves. A difficult message sent over chat feels dismissive. The same message delivered face-to-face feels respectful. When you match the medium to the stakes of a team synergy conversation, you protect the psychological safety that allows honest dialogue to continue. When should team synergy conversations happen in person versus over video? In-person conversations are best for high conflict situations, sensitive feedback, and moments of genuine uncertainty within the team. Video is a strong second choice when in-person is not possible. Both allow real-time reading of facial expression and tone, which are essential for the kind of candid exchange that drives real team synergy. Can a team synergy conversation happen over email or chat? Yes, but only for low-stakes exchanges confirming decisions already made, sharing logistical updates, or documenting what was agreed in a live conversation. Using email or chat for emotionally charged or complex team synergy conversations risks misreading, delayed response, and the kind of festering misunderstanding that quietly erodes team trust over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickforum.com to get your copy.